The idea for the drive-in theater dates back to the 1930s, when Nancy Hollingshead of Camden, New Jersey, complained to her son that theater seats were uncomfortable and she wanted to watch movies for cheap without having to get dressed up. So her son set up a projector and an outdoor screen, and the drive-in was born. In their heyday, after World War II, there were about 4,000 drive-in movie theaters in the United States. There was even one especially designed for small aircraft, a fly-in theater, if you will. These days, there are only about 300 or so drive-ins, but a lot of pop-up outdoor theaters in mall parking lots and, yes, Walmart parking lots did some swift business during the pandemic summer of 2020. Drive-ins hosted socially distanced church services and graduations and concerts, even weddings, where friends and family honked their horns to toast the newlyweds.